And let's say good morning and welcome now to Dr. Jer Parsons, area vegetable specialist with the Extension Service for San Antonio, the Hill Country, South Texas, wherever there's a fall weed problem.
That's
you say,
right.
We do have weed problems in the fall,
well,
not just in the spring.
We have them spring, summer, fall, whatever.
Yeah, all year round.
You got to understand that. We got to
What is a weed?
That's right. A weed is a plant out of place.
Oh, to some people it might not be a weed.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. It may not be a weed, and that's what we've got to think about here today. That's right. I want you to keep that definition in mind. A weed is a plant out of place. So if you actually plant certain plants in your lawn, then they're not weeds.
Even though they might normally
Even
be known
they,
as weeds.
They may be known as weeds. You follow? I know this
I'm with
is
you.
Pretty deep.
Oh, no, but I'm with you.
All right. What brings all this to mind is that it's coming up on time to plant some things or to keep the winter weeds out of your lawn. Mm-hmm. The way you do that is apply some of these herbicides. You have to what we call pre-emergence herbicide. That's pre-emergence to the weed. And some of the most common pre-emergence herbicides are Baylan and Betasan and Eptam, E-P-T-A-M. Sound like the TAM groups that are together.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, there's also other wild and unusual herbicides that you can use, harder to find, one called Dacthal and Ronstar and Surfland and Excel and all these kind of things. There are herbicides, there are fertilizers with herbicides in them, and some of these are available that you can apply to the lawn when you apply your winterizer, which will be done in about 2 or 3 weeks, probably beginning in first to the middle of October, for your winterizer, and that'll also control the weeds. But what I caution you about is there's some weeds, I never ever apply a herbicide to my lawn, especially my Bermuda lawn, because I actually plant and grow weeds in my lawn during the winter time. And when we're talking about this herbicide stuff, it's our saying for today is very applicable. It says always put off until tomorrow what you shouldn't do at all. And so maybe with these herbicides, and of course we don't talk a lot about using herbicides on lawn, because basically sometimes we around shrubs and trees and things, they can do some damage. So you've got to be very careful if you want to apply. Read the label instructions before you apply. But the weed that I plant, that I actually go out and I plant, is the bluebonnet. It's a bluebonnet.
That's a weed.
A Texas state weed.
Yeah.
I mean, Texas state flower.
No,
that's
right.
What it is. And now is the time to overseed your lawn, with the bluebonnets. Now, if you're interested in how this is done, I'm gonna give a brief rundown on today's program. But in this coming Saturday's Light, if they print it, you know, I submit it, that don't mean they print it.
Oh, no, they're going to print that.
We'll give the exact procedure on how to overseed your Bermuda grass lawn. That has to be a Bermuda grass lawn, and it has to be a Bermuda grass lawn that's doing well. Now, why do I say that? Because Bermuda grass goes dormant early. In other words, it's basically going dormant now. And it will not green up till later on next spring when the soil temperature is warm, which is after the bluebonnets bloom.
Yep.
So it's an idea. And also, Bermuda grass lawns do best, the ones that are doing well, are in full sun. And bluebonnets have to have a full sun condition. So that's the requirement. It has to be a Bermuda grass lawn.